you live from Canton, North Carolina in the Pisgah Softball Complex. Today, we're bringing you a Western North Carolina Athletic Conference Softball Tournament first-round game between the number 6 seed Brevard Blue Devils and the number 3 seed Pisgah Black Bears. Hi, softball fans. This is Chuck Fiebernitz along with my broadcast partner, Rhonda Bird. And Rhonda, the Blue Devils come in this game with a 4-10 Western North Carolina Athletic Conference record, 6-16 overall, while the Black Bears will sport a 14-4 record and a 10-4 conference record. But something just tells me that these records, you know, you kind of put them up. They don't matter at this point in time in the season.
It's just kind of like deja vu. I was in Brevard last night. We played Brevard last night. And then here we are playing them again today. I feel like I'm like at Groundhog movie. I'm waking up and playing the same thing over again, except different locations. But, yeah, this is going to be the girls are ready. Last night I talked to them after the game. They know that this right from this part on, it's what counts. And they played extremely well yesterday. I thought Logan Matthews pitched probably the best game I've seen her pitch all year. She had a lot more movement on her ball. She was really putting a lot of speed on her fastball. She told me she's feeling great. She's ready to play. And I think the attitude of the team is, after that West Henderson loss, is it's clicked and it's changed. They're really wanting to win.
Well, now's the time of year to turn it on because this is the start of postseason play in high school sports, and the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference softball tournament rundown looks like this. The number 1 seed Franklin Panthers are hosting the number 8 seed East Henderson tonight. Number 2 seed North Henderson is hosting number 7 seed Tuscola. And here in the number 6 seed, Brevard Blue Devils have invaded Canton and will play the number 3 seed, Pisgah Black Bears. And the number 4 seed, West Henderson Falcons, are hosting tonight the Smoky Mountain Mustangs, who are right now seated number 5 in the conference. And that's the way the pairings go, which means the winner of the Pisgah Brevard game will play the winner of West Henderson and Smoky Mountain.
And I tell you right now, these girls want West again.
Oh, I'm mistaken. They'll play the winner of the North Henderson Tuscola game. They'll play the number 2 seed or the number 7 seed, where Franklin, which obviously as bad as East has been this year, Franklin will win and play the winner of the West Henderson Smoky Mountain game. They'll play the 4 or 5 seed rather than
the 7. And that could be an interesting game because West beat Franklin one time. Franklin beat West, and both games was 1-0 and 4-0. Franklin won 4-0, West won 1-0. So that could be an interesting game right there.
Those semifinal games here for the softball tournament will be held at Western North Carolina University at their softball complex, and that will be on Monday. And both games, both semis, will be at the complex on late afternoon and Monday night, followed by Wednesday's championship game. And then we go get ourselves ready for Friday, which will be the first round of the state playoffs on May 11th. And the way it looks right now is that the Pisgah Black Bears will be a number 2 seed, but we'll get to host a first round game.
Right. We'll get at least one home game. Then it really depends on how the cookies crumble after that, because it goes by if we face a same seeded team or higher. Well, it goes by your conference ratings. I mean, if it's a 1 seed, we'll play at the 1 seed team. But if we're number 2 seed, and we play a number 2 seed in a different conference, then it'll depend on the lineup of the conferences. And what that means, folks, if you get on your North Carolina highschool.org website and check the playoff brackets in the corner, in the right-hand corner at the top, they have the conference seeding. The first conference being top priority, like we were last year. So that's the reason we were at home last year, because we were the number 1 team. This year we're in the middle of the pack. So, you know, don't look for us to be home a lot unless fate has it, like a number 3 seed team wins, then we could play home. But if a number 2 seeded team wins and they're lower than us, we could play home.
Well, that's all, you know, and again, we want to try and stay as home as much as possible. That played to the benefit of the Black Bears last year in getting down to the Final Four, but also, Rhonda, there's a change in the state playoff, and that is when you get to the regionals, which was the old Final Four.
Yeah.
You know, 2 teams from the West and 2 teams from the East, they've eliminated the Final Four. They'll play a best-of-3 regional series game.
Right, and it will go like a home-and-home location, and the third game being the higher seeded team gets the two games at their house.
Right.
So if, like last year, we had to play Central Davidson for the Western Region Championship. Well, this year, we would do that, but instead of being at Walnut Creek, it would be whichever team was seeded higher in the playoffs. It could be us play here, then go to Central Davidson, then come back, or it could be us go to Central Davidson, play here, and then go back. It's a best of three series. You got to win two games. So then the winner of that game goes to Walnut Creek for the state championship, which is a best of three series too, which what they're doing is they're trying to copy the baseball championships, which is the same way. And if you follow baseball, you'll know that in high school they have the best of three series games. So, you know, I kind of like it. But in a way, I liked it last year. You played everybody down there. So, you know, you just got to pick your poison and take it. And just like Serena says, she knows we're going to be on the road. She knows that. She's told her team that all year. Line them up and let's play.
This is an exciting time of the year, isn't it? Because, you know, this is the first taste is that you're in a little short tournament, the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference Softball Tournament. One loss and you're out of the tournament, but you still got playoffs out there.
You still got playoffs, right.
But that kind of gets your, you know, the razor's edge sharpened for the postseason state playoffs, which start next Friday.
Yeah.
Because one loss and your season's over.
You're over. You're going to the house and looking at next year, which I think these girls know that. They know the position that they're going to be in starting next Friday when the state playoffs start, one loss and you're out. You will see a different team, more focused, more, you know, it's hard to play your regular season games. You're playing teams twice. You've seen them. They've seen you. You play in them, travel ball. All these girls know each other because they play travel ball together. They know what they like. They know their nicks. They know what they pitch. But when you get down east and you play teams that ain't, that have not seen you, that's a different story. And I think that's where Pisgah steps up to the occasion, and this team especially, because a lot of these kids play travel ball, they're going to step to that next level.
Well, when we come back, we'll go over the this game, the first round game between the Blue Devils and the Black Bears. This is Chuck Fiebernitz, and this is on WPTL 920 AM. We'll be back in a moment.
Midwest Sports Medicine is the official sports medicine provider for all the student athletes of Haywood County. That means our physician, Dr. Chris Catterson, and the sports medicine physical therapist and athlete trainers are there for you on the sidelines at the games. Midwest is once again offering free sports physicals for student athletes in Haywood County on Tuesday, May 29th at the Midwest Health and Fitness Center. Visit MidwestHealth.org or call 452-8077.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Pisgah softball complex for this first round Western North Carolina Athletic Conference girls softball tournament game. And Rhonda, they played yesterday.
Yeah, they played yesterday.
So this is kind of like the back end of a two-game set, right?
Yeah, it's like a best of two year series we're playing. Score yesterday was very deceiving. It was 18-12. But when Coach Goodwin was looking at, she knew today was going to be playing. Logan pitched four innings. We were ahead 15-2 going into that bottom of that fourth. She put in Michaela Tipton. Michaela Tipton struggled yesterday. First time I've really seen her struggle all year. And she gave up, I'm not sure if unearned runs, but she was responsible.
But she wasn't healthy.
I think she was under the weather. She didn't look good. She didn't play well, and that's unusual for Michaela Tipton. And she gave up 10 runs, so You know, that's why I've made it 18 to 12.
Well, we're not going to break here. We're going to stay here at the complex for the playing of the Star Spangled Banner. Lineups as the teams will break and huddle, and we're minutes away from the first pitch. For Brevard will be Peyton Bailey, the shortstop, followed by Aquisha Avery, the center fielder, and Michaela Harbin, the right fielder. Then she's followed by the cleanup hitter, Matt McNeil, the second baseman, Kayla Bird, the designated hitter. She'll be DHing for today's pitcher, Kayla Lovett, for Brevard. And then Jackson Owen, the catcher, is followed by Courtney McCall, batting seventh at third base. And then Katie Finnan, the first baseman, will be a batting eighth, and batting ninth will be Jada Hempfield, the left fielder. Looking around in the infield, it'll be Mahala Irvin at behind the plate. It will be Sydney Paris playing first, Sheridan Presley at second base, Micah James at shortstop, Caitlin Hanna at third base. It'll be Taylor Gallion out in left, the Gazelle, Bianca Burnett out in center field, and Hannah Hudson out in right field. And doing today's pitching for the Black Bears will be junior Logan Matthews.
And Logan, she had to come back in and finish that game yesterday. So she pitched nearly the whole game except for two innings. So she was really doing well. And Coach Astor said, she said, "Put me in, Coach. I want to go." And that's when you got a player.
Well, it'll be Peyton Bailey, Aquisha Avery, and Michaela Harbin to lead off here in the top of the first inning as Matthews completes her warm-up tosses.
Yeah, Matthews pitched really well. They couldn't catch up with her speed yesterday. They were, she just was tremendous. It's good to see if she'll start off that way today.
Home plate umpire will be Bob Lance, and in the field will be David McKinney. And here we are, ready for the first pitch of the ball game by Matthews. It's swung on by Bailey, and that is fair ball off the glove of Caitlin Hanna. An auspicious start, and Bailey will round first and stand up at second base for a stand-up double.
Caitlin acted like she thought the ball was going to bounce foul, but it hit her glove, and then that made it fair.
So the bats are ringing early for the Brevard Blue Devils here in this ball game.
Now this girl likes to bunt. She likes to do the running bunt.
Aquisha Avery, the center fielder, she tries to slap it and lays off of it for ball one. Just joined us here on 9:20 a.m. WPTL. We're in the top of the first inning. Peyton Bailey for Brevard led off with a stand-up double. Aquisha gets away, nobody covering third, and Peyton Bailey steals the base as Aquisha Avery tried to slap it and pulled off again, drawing in Caitlin Hanna at third base. So Brevard, aggressively playing this ball game, has got a runner on third with nobody out, and that's laid down to first, and that's thrown away by Caitlin Hanna. An error, a throwing error, and Aquisha goes all the way to second base.
That's an unusual error by Caitlin Hanna. She acted like she was in a hurry to throw. I think she was trying to see if the third base runner was going to run.
So a double, a stolen base, and a throwing error by Hanna and the Blue Devils are on the board 1-0 here in the top of the first and still nobody out. And that's going to bring up Michaela Harbin, the right fielder. The left-hand hitting right fielder for Brevard is Aquisha Avery is at second base. She tries to bunt it down the third base line and that rolls foul. So the number three hitter playing small ball, trying to move Avery in a very advantageous position.
Well, they
play. Here's Matthews' next pitch, and that is a ball in the dirt by Matthews, and she falls behind, or actually that evens the count at 1-1.
They played small ball yesterday. I think that's what they specialize in. They're not very good at hitting long ball.
Next pitch is bunted out in front. Sydney Parrish throw over to first. Presley is there. So a Parrish first baseman to the second baseman covering first gets Harbin out. That for the first out of the inning. If you're scoring at home, that is 3-4 and one out. But Avery moves over to third, and that's going to bring up the cleanup hitter, Matt McNeil, the second baseman. First pitch by Matthews to McNeil is a fastball. Blew it in there. Knee-high, called strike.
Now, she struggled yesterday in the first inning, Matthews did, and then she just took over the game.
Ready to go for pitch number two. Swung on and lifted to center field. That's over the head of Burnett. That's off the base of the wall. Into second base is McNeil, and Brevard is already ahead 2-0 over the Pisgah Black Bears, and this is not the way the game should start.
Actually, this is the way we started off on them yesterday. So we're getting a dose of our own medicine right now.
Matthews ready to go. Here's her first pitch, and they're going small ball. Checks her, throws over to first in time as Presley's covering from second base as the corner infielders come charging in. Bunted it a little bit too hard was Caleb Bird, and that's going to bring up the catcher, Jackson Owen.
That's a very good play by Logan. So hold it, wait, see, make sure the runner stays before it's too. She has plenty of time.
So Brevard already is told, you know, a telling sign. First pitch is low for a ball. 1-0 is that they're going to go play small ball.
Yeah, they did yesterday. So,
and so far,
really,
that's an excellent move, Ron.
They put pressure on us all day yesterday with the Bucks.
Brevard ahead 2-0. Next pitch is called strike by home plate umpire Bob Lance.
On that inside corner, she likes to get that. If she gets that, she'll work that corner all day long.
Evens the count at 1-1, 2 outs here, top of first inning. Next pitch, swung on and miss, a fastball just below the knees. So the catcher, Owen, falls behind Matthews, the pitcher, 1-2 in the count. Matthews ready, here's her big windup, and the pitch is in the dirt, gets away from Irvin, and down to third base goes Matt McNeil.
She's trying to put too much mustard on it. She's really trying to deep back and throw hard, but she just needs to throw.
Ready to go. Here's her pitch. Swung on and grounded over to Presley. Scoops it up and throws over to Parrish to end the inning. But the Blue Devils get 2 runs on 2 hits. And as we move to the bottom of the first, it's Brevard 2 with Pisgah coming to bat.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball is sponsored by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville. By B. Allen Construction of Candler, Commercial Residential Grading and Remodeling, and by Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford's Top Honor of the President's Award. Yeah, I just got me a new truck by Ken, or not a new one, I just bought a truck from Ken Wilson, so y'all get a chance, you'll go down there and see Ronnie and all them boys down there in the used car lot, and they'll take good care of you. They sure took good care of me, got a nice car, went in, told them what I wanted, told them what my husband and I wanted. We told them that we were looking to trade for a truck and that we wanted something a little smaller. They didn't have it. They told me they told us they didn't have it. And the next day, they called us and said, we got a lady that just traded it in. Just come and look at it and see if you want it. Sure enough, it was in good shape.
Did you ask for the Carfax?
Actually, Ron did. He asked for the Carfax.
And I bet you, Ken Wilson, you got it.
Hey, let me tell you, they ain't going to sell no junk down there.
Yeah, I hear you.
I bought three cars from them, and I've been very satisfied.
Well, Caleb Lovett, the right-hander for Brevard, is finishing up her warm-up tosses. And the lineup for the Pisgah Black Bears will be Taylor Gallion leading off playing left field, K. Caitlin, or Hannah Hudson, excuse me, playing right field batting second, followed by Mahala Irvin, the catcher, batting third, and Micah James, the cleanup hitter, playing shortstop today. Batting fifth will be Caitlin Hannah, the third baseman, batting sixth, Logan Matthews, the pitcher, and then batting seventh will be Michaela Tipton, the designated hitter for Sydney Parrish. Batting eighth will be Sheridan Presley, the second baseman, and batting ninth will be Bianca Burnett, the center fielder. So we're ready to go for the bottom of the first inning as Lovett will face Gallion, Hudson, and Irvin as the first pitch is tried to bunt it and is no. As the umpire said no, she pulled it back, so it's ball one. So it'll be Taylor Gallion, the left fielder, the junior. Mother is the softball coach at Canton Middle School. Tries to bunt it again, and out in front of it, called strike. Missed that one, as that sunk a little bit just as it got home.
She bunted yesterday. She bunted about every time she's on, and she got on 75% of the time.
Lays it down again.
And hit her.
Hit her in the box, so it's a one ball, two strikes, as Gallion's made three attempts to bunt and hasn't done it successfully yet. So trying to give them a little bit of small ball back at them here in the bottom of the first, as Gallion now is in a hole with one ball, two strikes. Here comes Lovett's pitch, swung on and lined foul right off the facing of the batting structure.
right above the Champion Credit Union sign.
She roped that one, was out in front of it. Still one ball, two strikes. Here's Lovett's next pitch, hung on, and that's popped up into shallow center field. And it's LaQuisha Avery comes sprinting in to haul that in, so that's out number one.
13, Hannah Hudson.
And that's going to bring up Hannah Hudson, the right fielder.
Goodwin, or Coach Goodwin is trying to get some runners on base for the Thumpers. We just not had very much success at the top of the lineup this year like we did last year, but she keeps working with it.
Swung on and line to left field by Hannah Hudson, and that gets by the left fielder, Jada Hemfield, so that will be a single and an error, and Hannah Hudson standing on second base as she hit a right out to left field.
She hit yesterday very well. Now, this is what we've been wanting. You got somebody on base now for the thumping lineup coming up, and Mahala Irvin's been in the home run drought. She hasn't had one in three games. I'm ready for her to hit one.
Eight home runs on the season. She's ready to go, and they pitch her way outside. You need a telephone pole to hit that thing.
Boat or something.
I mean, a 36-inch bat wouldn't even come close. You need something that's a little longer for that thing. So Mahala Irvin, a 1-0 count, and they going outside again on her.
She tore him up yesterday.
So Irvin, 2-0. And there's no way she can touch that, folks. I mean, Jackson Owen is moving outside into the left-hand hitter's box, and that's ball three. This is like this is intentional.
Yeah, why don't we just have the intention of just say, go on down to first base. I mean, they're not going to give it. It lets it accidentally gets over the plate.
You got to be wondering what's in the mind of on-deck hitter Micah James as ball four is pitched, and so Irvin walks, puts the two runners on, and now it's Micah James.
You know, that has to be the skip. It's frustrating for a hitter like that, you know. Like Mason McCracken yesterday, she says, I'm not walking again.
So Micah James, ready to go. Here's the pitch. Ball low. I love it. Just missed inside corner.
Well, you're actually picking your poison here.
And a little bit low by, says Bob Lance. Swung on, line to center field, and a quick shot came in. That's over her head. That will score one at least. Here comes Hudson. She's in. Stopping at third base will be Irvin on a stand-up double by Micah James.
As I was saying, you're picking your poison with Irvin or James or here, Hannah. I mean, you can't pitch around all of them.
Both runners had to hold up to see what Aquisha Avery would do. Now it's going to bring up Caitlin Hannah, the third baseman. One out here in the bottom of the first is Biscuit has already got one run on and have runners at second and third for Hannah, who's got a one ball count.
She had a home run yesterday, so they're pitching her way outside too. Watch this.
Love it, ready to go. Here's the pitch. Swung on a little big cut by Hannah. She was looking to go to the downs out on the Pigeon River and make this quickly a 4-2 game, and she can do that, Rhonda, with one swing of her bat.
She can.
Love it's ready. Here's the pitch. Swing it on, lift it to left field. That's hooking foul. Darn. If it would have run Jack.
Oh, she needs to straighten that out just about 5 foot, and that would have been a fair ball.
On deck is Logan Matthews. One, two, count, swung out of the house, flipped it to left field, and that is gone! She straightened that out, took the ball, Caitlin Hanna, a three-run bomb here in the bottom of the first inning, and the Pisgah Black Bears take the lead 4-2 over Pavard.
She's second on the team in batting average at .459, so she's really climbing that one fast. And that gives her home run number. She had 4 yesterday, so that's number 5 for the year.
And that is, if she had 2 there, that would make 28. That's 29 home runs for the team. And this is Logan Matthews, who you said hit a home run yesterday, too.
She's been on the tower. She has hit home runs in the last
7 for her, right?
She has 8.
8 home runs tied for the team lead.
That's the team.
One here would put her ahead. Called strike knee high on the outside corner, says home plate umpire Bob Lance.
She has raised her level of game to that next level now.
A pair of good umpires here umpiring this game as the next pitch is outside. So the score 4-2 in favor of Pisgah. They jumped all over Kayla Lovett. Here's her 1-1 offering to Matthews. Swung on and that is lined to center field, right center field. Back to the wall goes Aquisha, but that's going to hold. Nice play by the center fielder for Bavard, keeping Matthews on a single.
Well, Matthews is not our fastest runner, so right. It was more of a safety thing for Serena.
That's going to bring up Michaela Tipton, the designated hitter, DHing today for first baseman Sydney Paris, who does an excellent job at the one bag out there.
That's a gold glover at first base.
Tipton takes ball one. High.
The home run that Matthews hit yesterday was a line drive. I mean, it was a bullet.
Looks like Casey Brown's pitch running for Matthews. Swung on and that's flying down the line. And that is nice cutoff by Jada Hemphill. That would have been extra bases. So another line drive single by Mike DeKayla Tipton puts runners at first and second still with one out. And that's going to bring up the 408 hitting sophomore second baseman Sheridan Presley.
Mm-hmm. She's moved down in the lineup, which has really helped her bat lately. She did really well yesterday. I think she had like 6 RBIs, maybe 5 or 6 RBIs yesterday.
Takes ball low. Presley, only a sophomore, has a .408 batting average. Hits from the left-hand side of the plate. Slightly bent over. Takes a strike on the outside part of the plate, evens the count at 1-1. Hemphill playing straight away and left. Avery out in center is pulled to the right center gap. As Presley lays off ball 2 high above the letters, he makes the count now at 2-1 here in the bottom of the first. Pisgah leads Bavard 4-2 in this first round conference tournament game. Swung on another line over Peyton Bailey is out into left field. In comes Casey Brown for a run to an RBI single by Sheridan Presley, and that ups her batting average and her RBI total.
Now this is funny. Last night, Pisgah started off in the first inning. They went the whole order, 9 batters. Second inning, 9 batters. Now we're on number 9.
That'll bring the number 9 hitter, the Gazelle, Bianca Burnett. Swung on and grounds that over to the second baseman. She flips over to first as the runners advance up a base. So that'll be the second out of the inning. And that's going to bring up the leadoff hitter, Taylor Gallion. So 5 runs in here in the bottom of the first.
And we had 5 runs yesterday in the first.
I would really like to see them just have Gallion swing away. Let her start stroking. She can find that stroke. She can contribute. This is what you call the table setters for the thumpers. They'll set the table. The thumpers will come and clean it off. As the first pitch to Gallion's low for a ball, 1-0.
She didn't square the bunt. She's going to swing. I think that's what Serena went down and told her this time, just swing.
Big cut by Gallion, and that's exactly what she's been told, Rhonda. She swung and just missed at a drop ball. Late-breaking sinker by Lovett. That was a nice pitch. Hard to hit, and Gallion has a 1-1 count now. Lovett's ready to go. Here's a pitch, and that has popped up into the infield. Third baseman Courtney McCall hauls that in, and that's all for the Black Bears as they get five runs and a multitude of hits. But we'll be back for the top of the second inning when we return here at the Pisgah Softball Complex.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small, B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They've recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Pisgah Softball Complex. We've moved to the top of the second inning. The Black Bears lead the Blue Devils 5-2. And Rhonda, we got to welcome two new sponsors to our broadcast. MedWest Health and New Canton Urgent Care have joined the broadcast sponsorship here on WPTL 920 AM and sponsoring and backing the Black Bears.
Girls the state playoff, as long as we're going, they're going to sponsor us. Thank you very much for that, and girls, thank you.
So we're ready to start the top of the second inning. It'll be McCall leading it off as the first pitch is inside for a ball by Matthews. McCall, Finnan, and Hemphill, 7-8-9 in the order for the Brevard Blue Devils here in the top of the second. Matthews ready to go. Here's a pitch curveball swung on and missed by McCall. That was a late breaking deuce.
If you've seen how she does her arm when she goes back, it curves behind her back and then she lets it go. I had to ask her what that pitch was. There it goes again.
Matthews, fastball low and inside for two and one count. She's ready to go. Big wind up. Here's her pitch. Swung on and dribbled foul by McCall. Evens the count at 2-2 here in the top of the second inning. Pisgah 5, Bavar 2, and obviously...
Same score as yesterday in the first inning.
Yeah.
At the end of one.
Ready to go. Here's her pitch swung on, and that was a nice changeup, a little taken off the curveball.
Yeah.
And McCall was way out in front of it, but got just a piece of the bat on it and dribbled that foul to stay in there with a 2-2 count.
McCall's their best hitter. She hit well yesterday for them.
Ready to go. Here's Logan Matthews. The pitch is swung on, and that is over Sheridan Presley's head for a single to lead off the second inning. So the Brevard Blue Devils are making this an exciting game. That really is exciting, Rhonda, that MedWest Health and New Canton Urgent Care have joined the broadcast as sponsors.
You got a winning program. Everybody wants to jump on the boat.
This will be Katie Finnan. This first pitch swinging came up empty, 0-1.
She put some heat on that one.
Well, she did, didn't she?
Watch her come off her bat. She's bouncing now, something I haven't seen this year.
Matthews ready to go. Pitch, tried to bring that inside, and that was called strike by Bob Lance. Caught the corner.
That was the screwball. I'm learning this now, folks. It took me all season, but I've learned her pitches.
Matthews ready. Here's her big lineup and their 0-2 offering to Finnan. In the dirt, 1-2. Finnan playing first base for the Blue Devils today. McCall on first, who led off this inning with a single over Sheridan Presley's head at second base. Matthews ready. Here's her pitch, and that is Rasa Matthews. They're going to double off McCall as Matthews speared that out of the air and then whipped it over to Sidney Ferris to get McCall. So two outs on one swing, and he races McCall off the bases.
That was great. Now, McCall's hit a minute ago. Sheridan plays deep anyway, so she played deeper than Jamie Gooch did last year. There's no way anybody could have got that hit. That was placed clearly.
Jada Hemphill swings because now the left fielder swings at the first pitch, came up empty on that, and that was a high fastball. So Logan Matthews, as you said, Rhonda, gets better as the game goes. She's like a fine wine.
She does. It's just like she gets loosened up or something.
Big windup. Here's her pitch, and that's in the dirt. That skips about three times to the plate, so obviously that got out of her hand a little quickly.
Yeah, she reached down and got some dirt after that. Her hand probably sweating. You gotta have, you know, you gotta have those dry hands. It is a little humid today.
Hemphill, the number nine hitter. Here's the 1-1 offering, swung in late, very tardy on the swing and off the handles as she fouls that down the right field line, past the on deck circle, and out. Pass out into the grass as they retrieve that ball. So it is a one ball, two strike count, two outs here in the top of the second.
She's getting ahead of her hitters more now.
Piska, 5, Bavard, 2. Here we go with the next pitch. Swing on and miss, threw the curveball, and she came up empty, and that's all for the Blue Devils. Here in the top of the second as they are retired in order. And as we move to the bottom of the second, it's Piska, 5, Bavard, 2.
Well, we're going to say it again. We've got two new sponsors, but Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball is sponsored by MedWest Health System, by the new Canton Urgent Care Center in Canton, right below Ken Wilson Ford, or right beside the Canton Sagebrush, and by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Wayneville. Ken Wilson Ford, winner of the Ford's Top Honor, the President's Award, and by B. Allen Construction of Canton, Mercer Residential Grading and Remodeling. Speaking of Brad Allen, Canton Middle School yesterday beat Macon, and won the conference regular season conference championship. And from what he texted me, and I'm going to try to read
they
this.
They play at 4:30 over at the Canton Middle School softball complex Monday. But I don't know who they play. But they play for, is that the tournament?
That's the first round of the tournament. First round of the tournament. And Brooklyn Allen, which is Brad Allen's daughter, which he's an eighth grader, will be up here next year, had 101 strikeouts for the regular season. And they beat Macon 10-6 yesterday, so, you know, the future looks really good. 101 strikeouts.
Brooklyn strikeouts. We thank Mama for that.
Oh, yeah.
Giving her all her talent.
No, Daddy didn't have nothing to do with it, huh? He's going to have all the mamas in the world, or all the daddies in the world mad at
him
now.
I know, I'll take it. All right, we're starting the bottom of the second. It'll be Hudson, Irvin, and James, 2-3-4 in the lineup to face Lovett. First pitch swinging is Hannah Hudson and thrown over to first base in time as she grounds one out to third base.
That is Taylor Irvin.
So that'll be all for Hudson. One pitch, one out.
Well, let's see if they walk Miss Mahala again, Miss Irvin. Kind of interesting. You can't keep walking the kid every inning, but I guess they can.
Well, Lovett and Jackson Owen are looking into the dugout. They're waiting. Here's the first pitch. Swung on. That flipped it to left field. Could be at the wall. It's gone. Home run.
She's been in the home run slump. Thank you. That gives her 9 for the year.
9 home runs for the junior catcher. She just went on the first pitch, jumped all over it, hit it to left center field as the Aquisha Avery went to the wall and just looked up and put her head down as it just singled over. And now the score is 6-2, and that's the 30th home run by the Pisgah Black Bears.
And her 25th.
And her 25th in the career, 5 away from the Western North Carolina record of 30. And 12 away from the state record of 37. And she's only a junior. First pitch to Micah James is low for a ball.
Just a junior.
Ready to go. Here's the pitch. Swung on and grounded over to the third base. And McCall picks it up, and that's going to be late. That will be an error.
Batting number 6, Caitlin Hanna.
So James gets on. And that will be, now we'll bring up Caitlin Hanna.
Let's see if she can go back to back.
So James at first on the error by McCall at third. First pitch to Hannah's called strike is Lovett got a fastball on the inside part of the plate.
You know, Coach Walt Leatherwood is her grandfather, and he pitches to her in practice. So I know if she can hit him, she can hit off her.
Lovett ready to go. Here's her 0-1 offering, high for a ball. even at the count at 1-1. James at first base. One out here. Hannah up, swung out. Big cut, came up empty. Love it, blew a fastball by her. So now that makes the count 1-2. Great crowd here today for this first round Western North Carolina softball tournament game. Line foul. Hannah jumped out on a high fastball and lined it up against the screen of the third base dugout of Pistons.
And when she's batting, Coach Leatherwood's all the way against the fence.
She has a knack for pulling it.
Yes, she does.
Hannah hit a home run, a 3-run jacker first time up, swung on and lifted, just missed it. She threw the bat to the fence.
She's upset with herself more than anything.
So that will be all for Hannah. That'll bring up Logan Matthews, second out of the inning. Ready to go. Two outs. Runner at first. 6-2. Pisgah here. Bottom of the second. Logan Matthews up. First pitch. I love it. Swung on it. Big cut by Matthews. I'm telling you, these bumpers, 3-7, don't get cheated.
No, they don't.
On their swings.
They've got beautiful swings, too. All of them do.
0-1 offering. Just missed inside, says Bob Lance. So it evens the count at 1-1. Ready to go. Pitch called strike right at the knees as James goes down and steals the base, so it makes the count 1-2.
That was interesting because the catcher threw it nearly into center field, not nowhere near the second base bag.
Love it, ready to go. Here's a pitch. Swing on and that is called. Kiss a goodbye. Yeah. That is a jack. That is home run number 9 for Logan Matthews. She's now back into the tie with her battery mate. A 2-run shot to center field, and that's going to make the score 8-2.
For her bat has been on fire lately. She has hit a home run in every game, the last 4 games.
And when Matthews hit that, she carried her bat down to the first base and handed it off. That's first base coach, the manager of the team, Serena Goodwin, who coaches first base in the game.
She knew it was gone.
I've never seen that. As soon as she hit it, she just carried the bat down, watching it. And then when she hit first, she handed the bat to her and said, here, take that back for me. Be my bat girl.
So I'm going to run the bag.
I'm touching these pillows.
I'm going to touch them all.
So, folks, it's home run derby time here. We're still in the top of the, the bottom of the second. Pisgah all over Brevard in this first round game of the conference tournament.
I'm telling you, their bats have come alive when you want them to. At this time of the year, right when you start that playoff, the bats are really coming up. We can just find that mix to get somebody on base in the first inning, or first of the lineup.
Right. Got to get them table setters. But yeah. Anyhow, score is 8-2 as the manager for Brevard's out to talk with Kayla Lovett. He's going to lead the circle. He gives her a few instructions, calms her down a little bit.
She got hammered yesterday. She was responsible for all the 15 runs the first half.
This can bring up Michaela Tipton, who singled her last time up. 8-2, bottom of the second, all Pisgah. First pitch, just missed by Lovett, so it's 1-1. A little bit low. Good call by the home plate umpire. Next pitch, swung on and fouled back and out of play and into the crowd.
There wasn't a lot of people trying to catch that ball like you see in baseball where everybody dives for them and falls out of the stands and everything.
I have seen some lose their beer. I've seen some lose their beverages. I've seen some hold a baby trying to catch it.
I've seen them drop their baby trying to catch it.
Here's the next pitch. Called strike by home plate umpire Bob Lance. Hit that corner. So it's 1-2 to Michaela Tipton. 2 outs, 8-2 lead for the Black Bears. Here's Lovett's pitch, swung on and missed, struck her out, and that's going to be all for the Black Bears. They get 3 and increase their lead to 8-2. We'll be back after these messages.
AM 920 is WPGL Canton. MedWest Sports Medicine has expanded. Check out our new location in the brand new building on the campus of MedWest Haywood. You can see Dr. Chris Catterson in his new office, conveniently located between the fitness center and the hospital. And now we have new sports medicine and rehab space in the MedWest Urgent Care Center in Canton at exit 31 off I-40. It's the MedWest Rehabilitation and Sports Medicine Clinic, located in the MedWest Urgent Care Center, Canton. Visit MedWestHealth.org or call 452-8077.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years. The Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back. Top of third, Peyton Bailey. Bailey bunts it, and she's going to get her. Great play. She tried to butt her way on, and Logan Matthews just jumped out of that circle, picked it up, and hauled it, just threw a liner over to Sheridan Presley covering first to get Bailey by a step. Says field umpire David McKinney, great call by the field umpire.
I thought Matthews was going to get it while it was in the air, but she just wasn't quick enough.
Bailey had doubled her previous time. Now another tough hitter, Aquisha Avery, ball in the dirt, 1-0. We're at the, working from the top of the lineup. Bailey, the leadoff hitter, is out on a ground out, attempted to bunt her way on. Aquisha Avery, who reached on an error by Caitlin Hanna. She tries to bunt, pulls it back. So that makes the count 2-0.
We know that she's going to bunt, so Logan does too, so she's going to put it either high or low to try to get up or down.
Matthews ready to go. Here's her 2-0 pitch. Called strike, says Mr. Lance, behind the plate, caught the corner, makes the count 2-1. Aquisha hitting from the left-hand side, a stellar center fielder for Bavard. Tries to lay it down and just got a piece of it, but fouled it back up against the screen.
Her speed yesterday gave us problems when she did bunt it successfully. We made an error throwing to first, which was unusual.
This girl's got some speed.
She does.
2-2 offering, swung on and that has popped up. Shallow outfield. Presley caught it. Oh, boy, she snow-coned that one, and she kind of came out of her glove as she was
like
coasting
back. Like hit the heel of it instead of the
look, that girl can play defense. That's all I can say. Sheridan Presley can play defense. That's
she
okay.
She made an outstanding play yesterday playing shortstop.
Two outs, and that's going to bring up the Michaela Harbin, the right fielder, who grounded out from on a tried to bunt her way on. Down 8-2, I think they'll get away from small ball and try to get back into this ball game. Here's the 1-0 pitch, swung on and missed by Harbin, makes the count 1-1. And Rhonda, you are exactly point, you know, spot on. As this game moves on, inning by inning, she's just getting better and better and better. And that better, we're speaking of Logan Matthews, his next pitch is ball in the dirt, 2-1.
You know, yesterday when Coach put her back in, she goes, are you sure you want to go back in? She said, I got it, Coach. And that's a player. That's what you want.
Ready to go. Here's the pitch swung on and fouled back up against the swing. Harbin's may have swung at ball 3. Up around the shoulders. But you got to be aggressive against Logan Matthews. She'll throw strikes. 2 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs here in the top of the third. Pisgah leads 8-2 over Bavard. Swung on, and that is dribbled over to Sydney Parrish. She's going to reach and tag out Harbin, and that's all for the Blue Devils here in the top of the third. No runs, no hits, and no errors. And as we move to the bottom of the third, it's Pisgah 8, Bavard 2.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball is sponsored by B. Allen Construction of Candler, commercial, residential, grading, and remodeling, by Ken Wilson Ford, winner of the Ford's Top Honor, the President's Award, and by MedWest Health System, and by the New Canton Urgent Care Center, hired exit 31, and by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville. That's a lot of words there.
Well, I tell you what, we thank those sponsors.
Oh, big time.
Thank all our sponsors.
Oh,
they've been with us all season. We thank MedWest Health and New Canton Urgent Care for joining us.
We've had more parents come and compliment us on being able to, not being able to come to the game. Some of the elderly grandparents of the, young ladies that play here haven't been able to make every game, but they listen to us, and we appreciate that, and we appreciate that we thank y'all that we can bring it to you, the game.
Rhonda,
it's
this
been
is
an
honor.
This is fun. I've had a great time doing this, and just being around the softball girls, I'm telling you, that bunch is something else. I never laughed so hard at that bunch yesterday in my entire life. Mason McCracken's birthday was yesterday. They bought cupcakes to the game. Her mama did. They were in the car, and it got hot, and they melted, so they had to eat them with spoons.
We have two announcements. Don't forget, folks, that May 19th, Saturday, May 19th is the Pisgah Drawdown, the big event, fundraising event. That, again, is Saturday, May 19th, starts at 6 o'clock on the steak dinner, and at 7 o'clock the drawdown starts. And then the football game, the Tuscola alumni come in and invade Canton tomorrow at Weatherby State, or excuse me, at Memorial Stadium here in Canton. At 6 o'clock kickoff, they'll play the Pisgah alumni and the big Gridiron alumni. Sheridan Presley is going to lead off. First pitch is called strike. Painted that outside corner, says Bob Lance. Presley, RBI single, her first time up. And as Rhonda says, that's capped on to her 6th RBI day yesterday.
She missed a home run yesterday.
Lying over to right field, so Presley just swaps that thing. That's where she's dangerous. She's got a beautiful swing.
She missed a home run yesterday, which would have been her first home run by about 3 inches. I'm telling you, it bounced. They have a high fence at Brevard in one section. It bounced right off the top. Wish we'd had instant replay. We could have called that and see if it was.
Got to bring up Bianca Burnett, who grounded out to second baseman last time. She lays down one in front of Lovett. Lovett comes up, throws the first in time to get her. Nice call by David McKinney, the field umpire. Just got Burnett by a step. Nice play by Lovett, the pitcher for Brevard. So that moves Sheridan Presley over on the sack bunt. That'll be no time at bat recorded, so that keeps Burnett at 0-1, and that's going to bring up Taylor Gallion. Swung on and fouled up against the screen. Gallion, two pop-ups in the first inning. Popped out to center field and popped up to the third baseman, McCall. She's 0-2. Lovett ready to go, working with an 0-1 count. She lays one out in front of Lovett. Lovett gets it, and that just holds on to it. She eats it out in front of the circle, as there was no way to get Gallion. So Presley scoots down to third base, and Gallion moves over to first base on a bunt single.
I think Gallion's just a bit faster than a gazelle. Wow. Just a bit.
And that's going to bring up Hannah Hudson, who is 1-for-2 in this game and scored a run. Lovett's pitch. Down low and down to second base goes Gallion on a stolen base. Lovett trying to get out of this jam she's got herself into. Swung on and dribbled right back to Lovett. And it's thrown over her head. She was worried about Presley, who came down. And in comes Presley and Gallion as a throw over to third base is late. As Hannah Hudson goes all the way to third on a throwing error by Miss Lovett, the pitcher.
You know, you keep putting that ball down, keep putting it down, and you keep forcing that defense to play, you're going to make an error if you're not well schooled.
Hudson hit a little chopper back to the pitcher, and the pitcher was so worried about Presley at third. And they're not getting even pitched to Irvin. That's just way outside. Again, you need a telephone pole to try and even make contact with that pitch. That's one ball. Hudson at third. Black Bears lead 10-2. Now swing on. She picks to her, and that is great grab by Jen Hemphill. But that's going to bring in the tagging up Hannah Hudson. So that'll be a sack fly and RBI for Irvin, as she just nearly got home run number 10 on the season That pushed Jada Hemphill all the way to the wall, and Hemphill made a spectacular leaping grab of that liner, and that's going to bring up Micah James.
That was that lemon lime snow cone we're seeing out there.
Lemon lime snow cone. Okay. 11-2, Pisgah, here in the bottom of the third. Swung out, grounded hard over Bailey, off the glove, and that will be an error. Bailey trying to play up the middle and just hit off the heel of her glove. So that would be the second time that Micah James has reached base on an error. She's been on base all three times. She had an RBI double her first time up. That's going to bring up Caitlin Hanna. Pitch is just outside for a ball, 1-0. We're in the bottom of the third, runner on first. Pisgah leads the Brevard Blue Devils 11-2. Love it.
We just need four more to tie what we had yesterday.
Swung and that's lined over to McCall. She throws over to second, and that is in time to force James out and end the inning at second base. So the Black Bears tack on two more runs and lead now as we complete three innings in the book. It's Pisgah 11, Brevard 2. We'll be back after these messages.
The Home Depot has made a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch. Three bags are just $10. It holds its color all season long without fading. It's just one of the many special buys on spring essentials at the Home Depot, where you always get more spring per dollar. A beautiful garden that stays that way starts with three bags of Scott's Earth Grow Mulch for only $10. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Today my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for completing defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about five times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Biebernitz.
Back to the top of the fourth here at the Pisgah softball complex. We'll start off with McNeil against Matthews as she brings up a little chin music high and tight on the first pitch, 1-0. Rhonda, you got some news on the home run.
Yeah, for the state record for team in the season is 35, and that's held by T.C. Robertson.
2010, wasn't it?
2010, and we're right
now. Pitch is just low for a ball, 2-0.
I had to pause for a minute because I thought that was a good pitch. We're right now got 31.
31 team home runs, four off the state record. Next pitch is called strike by Mr. Lance, makes the count 2-1.
And you know that 35 that Robertson holds, they also have a girl that Mahala's battling with for the career home run record, that's Izzy McQuarrie. And she's also a junior.
Next pitch is high for a ball to Miss McNeil, who doubled her last time up. Here in the we're in the top of the fourth. Pisgah leads 11-2 over Brevard. Next pitch, grounder over to Logan. She just scoops that up, flips over to Paris. That's all for McNeil, out number one, and that's going to bring up Caleb Bird, the designated hitter, who's 0-1 in the game.
And you love to see that big smile on Logan's face. I mean, it's something that's been missing earlier in the year that is just now coming back.
So but Matthews cruising along with a three-hitter, leads 11-2. Here's her first pitch outside to Kayla Bird. Bird grounded out to Matthews, her first time up. She's 0-1. Matthews ready, the big windup, the pitch. Blew the fastball, belt high and tight, backed up Bird, but that caught the corner. And that's going to be 1-1. Jackson Owen, the catcher's on deck. Matthews ready to pitch, swung on and missed, came up empty. That had some sink, a late sinking movement on the pitch. Just as it got to the plate, it just dropped down and disappeared on as Bird made a big swing. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and that's swung on and missed, and she struck her out. Blew the fastball, didn't waste any time. And that'll be the second out here in the fourth, and that's going to bring up Jackson Owen, who's 0-1 with a ground out to second base, Sheridan Presley.
I just added up our home runs, Chuck. We got 32. If my adding's correctly, now I did go to Pisgah.
But that's based on we have some grounder over to Caitlin Hanna. Picks it up, throws over to first, and that's all. Easy inning for Matthews as the Blue Devils go out in order. So we move to the bottom of the fourth. Pisgah 11, Blue Devils 2.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball is sponsored by Champion Credit Union of Waynesville, by Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford's Top Honor Award, the President's Award, by B. Allen Construction, Commercial, Residential Grading and Remodeling, by Midwest Health System, and by the new Canton Urgent Care Center at Exit 31.
Well, we have to get that verified because coming into the game, we had a discrepancy that we said Mahala Urban had 8 home runs, and the Asheville newspaper had her for 7.
And
but that was going on for like the last week.
Yeah,
we said we needed to get that verified by screening.
And I've been trying to get Coach Goodwin to give it to me, and every time I call, she's left to look at she keeps her stats on the computer at school. And she's never at school when I call her, of course.
So we're going to go with 32 until otherwise. So that means to tie the record, we're 3 home runs off on the state record.
State record.
Of 35 home runs for a team set in 2010 by T.C. Robertson. And we got plenty of softball to play, hopefully.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then we've got that, and then we've got other, you know, home run quest, Mahala Irvin and going on. For a career home run record, she's in a chase there.
With Izzy McQuarrie, Izzy McQuarrie's had 6 for this year, according to the Asheville Citizen Times. She has 25 career, and if we're correct on Mahala Irvin, she has 25.
We've got a new pitcher, and that is going to be Micah Owens. So Micah Owens will come in.
Now, she pitched yesterday. They had 3 pitchers against us yesterday, and she was actually the better of the 3.
So Mike Owens will spell Lovett, who went 3 frames, gave up 11 runs. We've already had 3 home runs in this game. Pisgah with 32 on the season, 3 off the state record of 35, and a break the record, 4, will set a brand new record. And this is going to bring up Logan Matthews, who hit one of those bombs in the second inning. 2-for-2, a single and a home run. Pitch is just outside for a ball, 1-0. So Owens facing Logan Matthews, leading off here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Black Bears lead the Blue Devils 11-2. Matthews calls time.
I started to say that's a good move by her because they were taking her time getting the call out to her, and she was standing in the box a long time.
Kayla Tipton on deck. Called strike by Mr. Lance. Fastball, knee high, 1-1. Great crowd, beautiful day. Vibrant community.
Oh, yeah.
Swung on, and that is over into left field for a single. She hit that off the hands and just muscled that.
Yeah.
It wasn't hit hard, but just hit in the right spot in between McCall and Bailey, the third and shortstop.
She didn't carry her bat with her that time.
She only does that when she hits the bomb. Huh? That's going to bring up Michaela Tipton. Tipton.
She has 4 for the year.
4 on the season, looking for home run number 5. Pitch is high, outside, ball 1. Pitch running for Logan Matthews is Casey Brown.
That's beginning to be Logan Matthews' partner there.
That's a courtesy runner. Ready to go. Pitch by Owens is high for a ball, 2-0.
Logan's dad said that she had worked this week especially hard on her hitting. And I was sitting there going, she don't need to work any harder.
Yeah, work her harder.
True.
Swung on, big cut, fouled up against the screen, 2-1. Tipton had an idea. I like the way they approach the first cut. You know, they don't hold back. They go after it.
Then
they kind of cut it back a little bit, you know. Next pitch is low and down to second base goes Casey Brown. So she'll steal second base. Nice. Caught Jetson Owens sleeping. It was a little bit of a delayed steal. She just scooted down to second, and Jetson Owens was a late tardy on her throw.
She was a lot tardy because that lobbed out the center field.
Owen ready, gets her sign. Here's her 3-1 offering. Big swing and a miss. Swung at ball four. Tipped and knew it. So that makes the count 3-2 as Serena Goodwin and Walt Leatherwood kind of take a couple steps in to redirect her focus.
Now, she just needs this. She's got a good swing.
Owen ready. Ball four. Walked her. So runners on first and second with nobody out, and that's going to bring up Sheridan Presley, who's 2-for-2 already. Came into the game batting .408, so she's probably up that around .420 right now.
Her bat's starting to come. She went through a little mini slump. She struggled with her bat. Now it's coming back, so, you know, maybe Serena wants to leave her where she's at in the bottom of the lineup.
Oh, and ready. Here's her pitch. Swung on, and she's going to boop that into center field, and that's going to drop. They throw to second. No, that's going to be a fielder's choice as they get Michaela Tipton at second, so that'll be a fielder's choice, not a single.
Michaela held up because she didn't know if it was going to be called.
They had to.
Yeah, they had to. And
over to third goes Matthews' pinch runner, Casey Brown. So runners are on the corners.
And here comes Mason Rocky McCracken.
So Mason McCracken will pitch hit for Bianca Burnett. And this slugger right here gets up there and she takes her hacks. She doesn't like walks, does she?
No, she don't.
And she swings at the first pitch, grounds it over to Bailey. Bailey's going to come to the plate and they're going to get Brown out at home. So she's out at home. That'll be the second out of the inning. Nice play by that shortstop, Peyton Bailey, who rushed in, scooped it up, and flipped it to Owen at the plate. And Brown out by about three steps.
Mason's probably mad about that because she can hit the ball very well.
So that is going to be a fielder's choice. And now to bring up Taylor Gallion, who is 1-for-3 in this game with a single. Runners at first and second. Presley at second. Pitches in the dirt. Nice scoop up by Jackson Owen, the catcher for Bavard. Mason McCracken at first base.
Which Mason's not a fleety runner, so.
Tried to bunt it, fouled it, chopped it. Oh, excuse me. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Pisco leads Bavard 11-2 in this first round playoff game of the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference Tournament. Ball low, makes the count 2-1. Owen trying to find the strike zone. Runners at first and second. Wind blowing in. Gallion, ready to go. She swings and pops it up to center field. Aquisha Avery's back there. She camps underneath that and hauls that in, and that's all for Fisca here in the fourth. No runs, and the score remains 11-2 in favor of the Black Bears, who will be back after these messages.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Canton is your home, and now it's ours, too. The Midwest Urgent Care Center at Exit 31 off I-40 is now open. Urgent care is convenient and fast, and now it's new in Canton. Let the physicians, nurses, and staff of Midwest care for your urgent health care needs in a brand new space located just off the interstate by Sagebrush Steakhouse. Visit www.midwesthealth.org or call 452-8077. Midwest. Excellence. Our passion.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Pisgah softball complex. As the score, we've moved to the top of the fifth as Pisgah leads Bavard 11-2. But anyhow, that... I just got word. I'm reading a text. It's a real cool text. And that tomorrow, the former Pisgah Black Bear softball player, Elise Lawrence, will be graduating from Southern Illinois at Edwardsville with a double honors in cum laude and Psi Chi Honor Society and Dean's List for 4 years. She played softball 4 years for the Cougars of Southern Illinois and, you know, didn't have a, you know, was on the team, was a reserve all 4 years, but stayed in and graduated. Graduated with honors. Elise Lawrence, former Pisgah softball. That's what it's all about.
That's great.
Ready to start the top of the fifth inning. It's going to be McCall leading off to face Matthews here in the top of five, and she swings at the first pitch and fouls it into the dirt and off the shin guards of Mahala Irvin. McCall has a single, her only time up, that was over the head of Sheridan Presley. Matthews ready to go. Here's her pitch. Foul backing. Almost similar. Fouled it, but this time there's your backswing. It hit the bat.
First one was a curveball because she turns her arm in the back. That one was just bringing the heat.
So Matthews gets ahead of McCall 0-2 here in the top of the fifth. Ready to go. Here's the pitch, and that is right to Matthews. It's off her glove. As that kind of caught her in between.
It did.
So that is going to be a single. As Matthews, it was almost like her body was going one way and having to come back to go the other way. Just got caught with her brain split in three different ways and reached up to get it. It was like a flurry.
She's giving her teammates an instant replay out there of her emotions. You know, earlier in the year, she probably would have got frustrated at that. Now she's laughing about it.
And when it ricocheted off her glove, Micah James is there, but the throw to first was late. We're laughing because it was sort of comical. We're going to have a new pitch hitter right here, and that's going to be Mariah Keel will be batting here in the number 8 spot for Katie Finnan, the first baseman. Matthews ready. Here's her pitch, and that's grounded over to Presley. Nice, picks it up, flips over for one. Back to second. Double play!
Man!
Sheridan Presley just flipped it back. She's been watching ESPN highlight reel.
That was an ESPN highlight reel. She got rid of it quickly. And when she got it out of her glove quickly, and has the opportunity to get the double play, and Micah was in position to grab it quickly.
That's better than Tinker the Owens to Chance right there. Swung on and missed by Jada Hempfield, who struck out her last time up. So the second double play of the game, but that was just a beautiful play by Presley. Backhanded it and flipped it with her glove over to James at second, who just threw a rocket to Paris at first to retire and wipe out the runners. Next pitch is in the dirt, 1-1.
It's hard to, you know, a pitcher as good as Logan is, you can't go up there and give it to your all when teammates are playing like that behind you.
Mm-hmm. And what makes that play such, you know, that much enjoyable by Presley, it was scorched. It was hit hard.
Yeah.
And she just casually backhanded it. Next pitch swung on and missed by Jada Hempfield, and that puts her in a hole to Matthews. 1-2. Two outs here, top of fifth.
Logan pitching well again today.
Ready to go. Big windup. Here's her pitch. Swing on and miss, struck her out. So that's all for the Blue Devils. No runs, no hits, no errors. Excuse me, one hit, but that was erased by a double play of our version of Tinker Owens to Chance.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball is sponsored by MedWest Health System, by the new Canton Urgent Care Center at Exit 31 beside the Sagebrush, and by Canton Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville, and by Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford's Top Honor of the President's Award, and by B. Allen Construction of Chandler, commercial, residential, grading, and remodeling.
Right now, I got so excited. It is Tinker to Evers to Chance. Not only is it Tinker to Evers to Chance. Ours in that one is Presley to James to Paris.
Yeah.
Okay. Evers was the second, but that was the Chicago Cubs infield. Frank Chance was the player manager for the Chicago Cubs back into the 1908.
Yeah.
And they hated each other. The trio hated it. Now, these girls don't hate each other.
Oh, no. They're like family out here. But I tell you, that you just said that. That's the PJP connection.
Don't give me more letters, Rhonda. I had to come up with M&M because I'm getting tongue-tied on the, all the M's on these names. And just don't give me that.
So that's a PJP connection out
PJ
there.
PJ is like peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
And peanuts.
Peanuts on peanut butter and jelly?
I don't know. Yeah. That's like peanut butter and jelly out there.
Yeah.
PJP. All right.
Yeah.
I'll try and get it.
PJP.
All right. We're ready to start the bottom of the fifth inning. Micah Owens is still in. She came in relief for Kayla Lovett. And it's going to be Hannah Hudson, Irvin, and James to face Owens here. 2-3-4. Swung out and popped up, lifted. Foul territory goes the first baseman, Katie Finnan. She hauls that in. So one pitch, one out as Hudson pops up to the first baseman. Here in the bottom of the fifth.
Right, here comes Mitch Irvin.
One run will end the game in a mercy rule. And I'm wondering if they're going to pitch to her in this situation. Swung on, and that is hit to center field. That's going to drop as it got off the hands. She made a bid, but just got out in front of it and muscled it. Instead of letting her hands do it, but she comes up with a single. That's her third hit. Excuse me. Second hit of the game.
Now she's going to get a pinch runner. Coach is going to let her rest, and Brittany Crowell's going to run for her.
Micah James is now up. She is 1-for-3 in this game. Double and an RBI in the first inning. Batting in the cleanup spot, the senior, going to Mars Hills. First pitch by Owens is a strike, and that was called on the corner.
Mm-hmm. She's the only one that had hit a home run tonight. She needs to get in on
the... Pitch is high, around the shoulders. James lays off, looking for one pitch, so she can turn on it. Evens the count at 1-1. Brittany Troll running for Irvin, who reached on a single to center. Swung on and grounded over to Peyton Bailey at short. She comes up throwing to first in time to get James. So a ground out, nice play by that shortstop. And I think she hurt her back when she threw that. She's trying to wiggle herself off, and now it's Caitlin Hanna. You know, when you face this lineup, I'm just sitting here. There's no. You can't take a rest. You can't take a breather. 3-7. Now if you just get done getting James out, and here comes Caitlin Hanna. First pitch is a ball in the dirt.
And everybody is afraid to pitch to this lineup, this 3-7 part.
Owens gets her sign. Swung it. Wow!
Oh.
You know, I just noticed this. Owens is pitching to Owen. Her battery, we have a battery from Bavard. As the ball is being relayed in, as Caitlin Hanna hits one of her patented rockets off the screen above Walt Leatherwood's head.
He had to duck. That was a rocket.
Walt's getting his exercise and when Hannah's up. So Owens gets her sign from Owen. Here's the pitch in the dirt off the plate. 2-1. Runner at second is Brittany Troll. She's a courtesy runner for the catcher, Mahala Irvin, who's single. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. The Bavard pitcher gets her sign. Here's a pitch to Hannah. Swung, lifted. That was gone, but it just, that's out onto the street.
That
over
hit
the
bridge.
That it's was one of those. She jumped out after it and just pulled it.
You're like driving down the road coming across the bridge, and all of a sudden a softball falls in front of you.
I mean, she straightens that out. That's one of those tape measure shots. No doubters. Here's the 2-2 offering. Change up, and she's out in front of that, but gets a nice piece of it and lines it down in foul territory past third base. It's up against the fence. You can tell by Hannah's swing, she's looking to go deep.
Oh, she's going to go deep. When she gets it, if he gets right in that area where her sweet spot of her bat, it's gone.
32 home runs for the team. Ball low, 3-2. Hannah, good eye up there.
She
played off that low pitch 2-2. My days, I've been hacking and missing.
Yeah.
Here's the pitch. Swung on, and she just hits that one again onto the bridge.
And not near as far, but it hit the bridge again.
If, you know what? Fishermen along the Pigeon River have to wear football helmets when they're playing softball up here. So when them balls a Hannah hits, well, you know, nobody gets injured.
Yeah.
Here's Owens, ready to go, has a 3-2 pitch. Here comes, swung on, and again, that's fouled and pulled out of play. So Hannah's not getting fooled. She's got some good... This is a great at-bat. You've got to stay in there fighting away. 3-2 count.
Oh, she's going to fight.
this already is a 9-pitch at bat for the senior third baseman from Pisgah, who already has a 3-run home run. She's 1-for-3.
And tied for the season.
So, and again, she lines one to Walt. Walt just kind of looks back, and he's thinking about, where can I go?
He moved down the fence toward the dugout, more in front of the dugout, because the first one nearly hit him, and then that one nearly hits him.
Poor Walt's trying to find a safe spot to stand. He gets the ball, but he's like at the entrance now of the dugout, so he can dodge back in. He's backing up. Here we go. A 10-pitch at bat. Here's the 11th pitch. Ball four, lost her. So she walks in. A great at bat by the senior. And that's going to bring up Logan Matthews. All right, so now, Irvin has 9 on the season.
That's what we have.
We have.
Logan
and that's
has
the
nine.
One question. Logan has 9 on the season.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The team has 32, 3 away from the state record
Town
of 35.
Right.
Set by E.C. Robertson in 2010. Popped up to Peyton Bailey, won't get it today, and that's all for the Black Bears. And she hauls that in, so the inning ends with no runs, 2 stranded. Score remains after 5 complete innings are in the book. Pisgah 11, Pavar 2. We'll be back after these messages.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small, B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union, local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Pisgah Softball Complex. We've moved to the top of the sixth inning. Score is Pisgah 11, Pavar 2.
During that time of warm-up, Logan Matthews was out there trying to, you know, Mayla warming up, get 3 pitches. And she did not like that ball. She threw it back to Mayla and she said, I do not want that one. Emphatically.
Yeah. So we're in the sixth, and Peyton Bailey, top of the order, will be Bailey, Avery, and Harbin, 1-2-3, to face Matthews, who's got a 4-hitter going. Struck out 3. And Rhonda, she hasn't walked a batter.
She's pitching very well.
So Bailey, who's 1-for-2 in this game, with a double. Next pitch popped up to right field. Hannah Hudson's just right there. Can of corn, as they call it. Easy out. 1 pitch, 1 out. And that's going to bring up Aquisha Avery, the center fielder, who's 0-for-2.
Hannah Hudson didn't even take one step back. That's it.
The only thing she had to battle was the sun.
Yeah.
Right field's the sun field here at the Pisgah Softball Complex. Oh, boy. A little chin music as Aquisha Avery tried to slap that thing, moving out of the box, and as we call that, that was buzzing the tower.
Yeah.
She buzzed it, too.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, our 1-0. Next pitch is fastball just missed outside and low, so it's 2-0, says Bob Lance. Good call there.
Well, like I said earlier, when she's up, she likes to bunt, so she doesn't want it high or low.
Here's the 2-0 offering. She tried to slap it again, dragging it, moving out of the box, and it goes to 3-0 on Avery. 11-2, Pisgah. Ready to go. Here's her pitch. ball four. She loses her on four pitches.
That's her first walk.
And we jinxed her, I think.
Yeah, we probably did. You know, that's the way all sports broadcasters do. They say something good about somebody and they jinx them.
Now, I understand. If somebody else has got a no-hitter going against you, we're going to bring that to you all day long. She or he got a no-hitter. We're going to try and jinx them. Next pitch is high and inside to left-hand hitting Michaela Harbin, the right fielder, who's 0-for-2. She hit into a double play. No, grounded out unassisted her last time up. She tried to slap that and fouled it out of play onto the road of Pisgah Black Bear Drive. They call that the Black Bear Drive, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I think the one behind us is Black Bear Drive. I'm not sure what this one is.
Big windup. Here's the pitch. Grounded and chopped foul. Makes the count now 1-2. Folks, we got a football game tomorrow. Tuscola alumni coming over to Memorial Stadium. Kickoff is 6 o'clock. They're going to be playing the Pisgah alumni. It's Pisgah Tuscola. It's football for the old men. Swung on and fouled out of play. Kickoff at 6. Come to Memorial Stadium. Lions Club's going to be back in this operation along with Gridiron Alumni Operations out of California.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Ready to go with the 1-2 offering. Pitches in the dirt. LaQuisha Avery gets off, but then comes back. Nobody testing the arm of Mahala Irvin, who's got a cannon.
He does that, so.
2 balls, 2 strikes. Matthews ready. Here's the pitch. Swung out and grounded over to James. Flips over, gets Avery at second, but not in time to get McNeil. Wasn't hit hard enough, but they do get the force out and get the speedy Avery off the bases for the second out of this inning. As Harbin sprinted down and just beat the throw.
It looks like Harbin has twisted her ankle.
Mm.
She's come up, she's testing it now. Once she come across that bag, she kind of stepped funny.
You know, that play was hit so slow. And you knew you were gonna, it was gonna be close at second, and James flipped to Presley, but Presley whirled and threw a rocket over to first. And that made that play even closer than what you thought it was. This is going to bring up McNeil down over to first. And no, not in time. Thrown behind her was Irvin on the first pitch, which was a strike.
Irvin's going to make sure that runner don't take too big of a lead.
McNeil, here's the 0-1 pitch. Called strike. Got the inside part of the plate, 0-2.
You know, in baseball, you hear about keeping them honest. Well, in softball, they have to stay on the bag until after the
pitch. You know, sometimes a catcher like Irvin doesn't get challenged enough, so sometimes you just throw just to throw it.
Yeah.
I got to throw one someplace. Just missed on the inside part of the plate, fell tied, but Bob Lance said no. And he's been on all day, so that's the way it goes.
You hear the moaners in the crowd.
They see that with their heart.
Yeah.
Not with their eyes. So here we go, topped up, and that looks like that's going out of play. Both the umpires, David McKinney out in the field, and
they have been
Bob Lance have been outstanding.
They've been consistent. That's what you want. That's what you want your team to be consistent on both sides of the ball.
Here we go. The pitch swung out, and again, she's hanging tough. Fouled that out of play. So still 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Runner on first, as Irvin had to take time to find a ball. Mahala Irvin, going to Gardner-Webb, has committed, hasn't signed yet.
Not signed.
Micah James, 2 weeks ago, put her name and penned her name to the letter of intent to Marsh Hill, and she'll be there with Megan Arrington, an outstanding former Tuscola standout. Pitch just missed outside, makes the count 2-2.
Well, you know, there is a lot of talent around this area in softball. And some of these smaller colleges like Mars Hill and Gardner-Webb and all these are starting to hone in on this talent.
Ready to go. Pitch grounded over to Caitlin Hanna at third. Throws over to Paris. Easy out. And that's all for the Brevard Blue Devils as they go out without any noise. Score remains. Pisgah 11. Brevard 2 will be back for the sixth inning.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball, sponsored by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville, by Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford's Top Honor, the President's Award, by B. Allen Construction, Candler Residential, Commercial, and Grading. Give B. Allen a call, and by Midwest Health System and the new Canton Urgent Care Center at exit 31, right beside the sagebrush.
I meant to say we'll be back for the bottom of the sixth inning.
That's all right. We know, Chuck.
Sometimes. We're in the sixth. We just completed top of six. So we're going into the bottom of the six. Scores 11-2, obviously, is the way Logan Matthews is pitching. They're going to have to get a lot of runs off of Matthews. So this will be Pistons' last at bat.
If I get a run here, it'll be a game because the mercy rule goes into effect. But you can't say much about Logan's pitch yesterday. They had two runs on her yesterday. Today, exact same thing. They got him early. They did yesterday. They got the runs in the first inning yesterday. So you got to get hurt early, and you got to get more, too, with the thumpers.
That's absolutely. I mean, I'm looking over the lineup. There's a lot of markings when you get down to the Pistons, especially three. And, you know, with Sheridan not batting eighth, she's seeing a lot of good pitches. You know, you get through the thumpers, and the pitchers kind of get through. You know, they get a deep breath and, okay, I can put one on. And now you bring in one of the leading hitters on the team, and Sheridan Presley batting eighth, and the young lady's just stroking it up. And, I mean, look what she did yesterday batting in the eighth hole.
And maybe that's what she needs to do, too much pressure trying to get on base. Let her come down in the order and let her hit the ball. Not so worried about bunting and trying to get on base.
Hey, she gets on base and scores runs. That's all about.
That's all it's about.
All right, it'll be Michaela Tipton, Presley, and Burnett scheduled to face Owen. First pitch to Tipton's outside for a ball. Here in the bottom of the sixth, Black Bears 11, Bavard 2. That's the way it stands. Beautiful day here. Next pitch swung on and lifted high and out of play down the third base line. Evens the count at 1-1.
It's not that the Bavard pitchers have a lot of heat, but they do pitch very well. They have a lot of different locations, high, low. You know, they play with the plate. But they're not a Chelsea Stanfield where they can bring 70 miles an hour.
Swung on again, popped up out of play, back behind the home stand. And the little future ball players running after it.
I've seen a lot of little girls running around here with Pisgah softball camp shirts on. There's a future, buddy.
Ready to go. The 1-2 offering swung on, and that is lifted to left field. Jada Hemfield caps underneath that, hauls that in, and that's all for Tipton here in the bottom of the sixth. She flies out to Hemfield in left field. That's going to bring up Sheridan Presley, who's 2-for-3 in this game. Two singles. Only a sophomore, but a splendid. She's an outstanding hitter, outstanding player, understands the game, but she plays an outstanding second base on the defensive side and takes ball one. Jackson Owen cleans off the plate.
She's doing it for the umpire.
Pitch swung on, lifted to center field, back to the wall. That's over the head of Avery. This will be two, a stand-up double for Sheridan Presley as Avery got that ball back in there. 3-for-4 for the sophomore.
As I said, she's really batting well when they moved her down. And it's because, you said it earlier, the pressure's off her. We don't have to worry about getting her on base. Let her just swing the bat and hit the ball.
You got four table setters batting 1 and 2 and 8 and 9, and Presley is an outstanding one. She gets on base, and now she's 3-for-4 on the day. Swung on and followed, chop foul by Bianca Burnett, the number 9 hitter. On deck is Taylor Gallion. We have one out. Score still remains 11-2 in favor of the Black Bears over the Blue Devils. First round of the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference Tournament. Next pitch is low in the dirt, 1-1. Presley hit a rocket off the base of the wall, hit it over the head of Avery. That was a beautiful stroke on her part. Next pitch is in the dirt again, makes the count 2-1.
She was robbed of her first home run yesterday on that when he hit the fence. I was going, oh, man.
Ready to go. Here's the pitch. Ball high, 3-1.
And she's the Mercy Rule run winner right now, the potential.
Right, she could enforce it, and that'd be all for this game, and we move on to the semifinals, play the winner of West Henderson. Swing on, lines over Peyton Bailey's head into left field. Here goes Presley, they're going to test her, and she's going to score, and that's going to be the ball game, folks. The 10-run Mercy Rule, and it's enforced on Bianca Burnett from RBI singles. Presley just motored around third base, tested the arm of Jada Hemfield, and it was going to look close, but Presley got there first. And so the final score from the Pisgah Softball Complex, first round game, the Black Bears 12, Bavard 2, advance, play the winner of West Henderson, and I forgot.
North Henderson.
They'll play the winner of, they'll play the winner of North Henderson or Tuscola, and I'll try and get that before we have. So we'll take a break here, and when we come back, we'll have our post-game show from the Pisgah Softball Complex.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small, B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
MedWest Sports Medicine is the official sports medicine provider for all the student athletes of Haywood County. That means our physician, Dr. Chris Catterson, and the sports medicine physical therapist and athlete trainers are there for you on the sidelines at the games. MedWest is once again offering free sports physicals for student athletes in Haywood County on Tuesday, May 29th at the MedWest Health and Fitness Center. Visit MedWestHealth.org or call 452-8077.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to the Pisgah Softball Complex. It's the final for the first round. The Black Bears advance after beating Brevard 12-2. Rhonda, it was just after that top of that first inning, it just was all Pisgah.
It's just like I was saying earlier, Logan, it takes her a while to get warmed up. You're going to hit her. You got to hit her in the first inning. You're going to get more two runs when you got the thumpers in the lineup coming that we have right now. And now moving Presley down to that position in the lineup after Tipton, you know, you can't rest. I mean, you were right. You think when you get through the thumpers that you're sitting there going, man, I can rack some in it. And then here comes Sheridan Presley, and she's, what, 3-for-4 today? And, I mean, you just can't relax. I think it was a great game, great effort by the team. They looked very focused. Logan Matthews looked relaxed in the circle. She looked good. Her bat's coming alive. She's just an all-around player today, team player.
Well, we're going to try and get Bianca Burnett, who hit that last one, and we'll get the Gazelle along with Serena Goodwin. But I'll go over the stats while you're trying to round up our post-game interviews right now. The line score was Brevard, 2 runs on 4 hits. They committed 4 errors. Pisgah had 12 runs on 14 hits, 1 error. They had 3 home runs, elevating their home run total to 32, which is 3 away from a state record, which was set by T.C. Robertson, hitting 35 home runs in 2010. So we got some games to play. Hopefully we can get that, folks. And this, we got the rest of this tournament if we can pull that through, and then the playoffs. Logan Matthews was outstanding inside the circle. She went 6 innings, gave up 4 hits, struck out 3, and only walked 1. She's the winning pitcher. The losing pitcher was Kayla Lovett, and so that was the final there. So great defense, great offensive performance, and great pitching for Serena Goodwin's Black Bears. And Rhonda Bird is with the winning manager, Serena Goodwin.
Coach Goodwin, we played them last night, and you have to turn around and play them again. It's like we're like playing a series now, 2 out of 3. Maybe we're getting ready for the playoffs. Team played really great, both games come close. But what can you say about Logan Matthews? Yesterday, Tipton struggled inside circle. She came back in and said, "Don't worry, Coach, I got this. I'm all right." Great performance by that, and the home runs today and yesterday. Your bats are coming alive right at the right time.
Yeah, I think we worked hard to get to this point, and I think everybody seems to be cohesive. And Logan has worked diligently to improve her pitching, and I think her stamina has helped a lot as well. And, everybody's enjoying the game right now, and that's what it takes.
We've seen Logan out there in the circle, laughing, smiling, something that was missing earlier in the year. She she's enjoying the game now.
Right, and I think everybody is. You know, it just takes a point. We have to figure each other out, and a few changes have been made. And we've talked and worked through some things, and I think everybody is just ready to go to the next step.
They're ready for this day playoff?
I hope so.
Okay, Coach, congratulations. We're going to get BB in here. She hit the winning hit, the drive-in, the Mercy Rule run. Bianca, this has been a magical, last year was a magical ride for you. Now it starts this year. How, you know, are you excited about this and you drove in the winning run today?
I'm very excited. We're peaking at the right time. We kind of started out slow, but we're really coming along now, and that's what we need to do.
Do you feel like the team is playing more cohesively together as a unit, considering the changes in the lineup?
Yeah, I definitely do. We sat down and had a talk, the girls, we all did about a few weeks ago, and we all came together and decided we're going to do it again. You know, we're not stopping. So
you're more focused now and ready,
more
determined.
Yes.
Great job. We'll see you Monday.
Thank you.
Well, folks, that's the final here. There's the Black Bears beat Bavard 12-2, and Rhonda, they'll play the winner of the North Henderson-Tuscola game. We haven't got a score update, and hopefully we will, but right now we know that we'll be at Western Carolina University at their softball complex. The game's probably going to start somewhere around 5 and 7:30, mm-hmm. You know, like they did last year.
I think they announced here that we would be the 5:30 game.
All right, so we'll play the winner of North Henderson and Tuscola. That game right now is being played in Edneyville, and as soon as we hear that,
we'll have it in the paper Monday,
right.
The exact time and everything.
Right, and then also we'll try and get that information over to WPTL if you're listening on the radio. But, folks, that's the final here. We'll rejoin the broadcast on Monday, 5:30, as the Black Bears advance into the conference semifinal semifinals of the tournament. And so it's a final from the Pisgah Softball Complex, the Black Bears 12, Bavard 2. We'll see you all Monday.